Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole with your call tonight. Also join us in the booth is our Director of Ancillary Services, Sam Kapling. Also spied the ball for tonight as well. In college football, you mentioned the phrase perennial powerhouse, and a handful of programs come to mind. Ohio State, Florida State, and of course, Alabama. The same can be said about eight-player football in Michigan, with one of the biggest names being Deckerville.
Absolutely. What can you say? They've been in eight-player football since 2012, and they haven't missed the playoff yet. And you throw in a state championship, they are definitely a team that everybody in the state watches out for.
Much like Lawrence, since Deckerville has made the switch to eight-player football, the Eagles have not had a season under the 500 mark. In fact, since 2012, when the switch was made, Deckerville has made it to at least the state semifinal game 4 of the 5 years. On top of that, they have one state championship under their belt and have made it to the state final another time on top of that.
Well, they found a niche in eight-player football. They were always good in 11-player as well, but again, they are always physical and play tough on defense, and that will always keep you in games and give you a chance to win.
Last year was a historic year for Deckerville. Despite not being home to the top prize, the way the Eagles got to the final game was impressive, to say the least. Entering the state championship game last year, the Maroon and Gold gave up just 50 points in their first 11 games of the season. For those keeping score at home, that was 4.5 points per game.
Well, take it even further. 9 of the 11 games, they held opponent to one touchdown or less. The other two were just 2 touchdowns. They had 5 shutouts in there, and offensively scored 42 points a game. So they obviously were in a lot of lopsided games.
Deckerville lost a lot of last year's squad to graduation, but that does not mean they are without any firepower for this year's campaign. There are still plenty of familiar names in the 2017 Eagle roster.
Well, one guy to certainly watch tonight, Isaac Kineth, sophomore quarterback. He threw the ball 4 times, and he 20 yards and a touchdown. But the name you'll remember probably the most, Cole Rumzik, senior running back. He had 4 touchdowns last week against Bay City All Saints on just 15 carries.
And, of course, can't forget about Cruz Ibarra, sophomore running back against Bay City All Saints, 21 carries for 154 yards. Deckerville's defense is still impressive a year later. Last week against All Saints, the Cougars' ground game was held to just 13 rushing yards over 4 quarters. Through the air, the Eagles limited All Saints to 11 of 19 passing while picking off 3 passes. You're listening to Sports Radio 102.1, Deckerville hosting the Lawrence Tigers on the WLAW Sports Network.
Are you a little hot under the collar? Is your car's air conditioning not working? You know, there is a lot of summer left. Bring it to the experts at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They have the proper equipment, the parts, and take the extra time to find the problem and give you a permanent repair, all at a reasonable price. Leak detection, recharging, and compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. They also sell radiators, gas tanks, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. Remember, if you want to be really cool, see Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the East End of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
Hey kids, it's back to school time. Yeah! Hey parents, it's back to school time. Listen, everybody, it's time for back to school deals from Thumb Cellular. Yowzers! Now through September 30th, Thumb Cellular has some great back to school deals. You can get 25 bonus gigs of data, a free $10 gift card for iTunes or Google Play, and great discounts on almost any phone. The Samsung J3, LG Fluid 2, and iPhone SE are free on a 2-year contract. Don't forget to check out their hot new phones like the Samsung Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus and the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus. Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky and check out all the back-to-school deals they have to offer. Thumb Cellular is your place for back-to-school deals and fun. No wonder they're the talk of the Thumb.
Terms of service apply.
Back to school, a second vehicle, a winter work truck, whatever the need, you're sure to find it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. They have a good selection of late model local trade-in vehicles, many priced under $10,000. Like this 2007 Pontiac G6 with a 3.5-liter six-cylinder engine with six-speed automatic transmission with power windows, locks, and mirrors, and much more. Call 989-883-2100. Or see it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and three truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school football all season long with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, typically Kayla O'Neill, and tonight our spotter, Sam Capley. As the Big Raiders go, it was bigger than most with a crew and captain well-seasoned. But the Edmund Fitzgerald has nothing to do with tonight's game. I just wanted to see if I could work in the lyrics. After all, we are on Broadcasting 102.1. As the crow flies, it is a 191-mile trek across the great state of Michigan. For those curious where Lawrence, Michigan is, maybe, take the map, unfold it, and then flip it over. That's where it's about is. It's about halfway between Kalamazoo and St. Joseph, just off of I-94 near Pawpaw. For those who made the trek via car, bus, or covered wagon, just 243 miles via I-94 to 69 to M-53 into the Thumb, taking just shy of 4 hours. In regards to school size, Deckerville and Lawrence are very similar. 181 students attend Lawrence, 177 attend Deckerville, just a difference of 4 in favor of the Tigers. Tonight is just the third time that Lawrence and Deckerville have ever met. The two squads clashed in 2013 and 2014 in the 8-player postseason, with Lawrence taking both handedly 53-38 in 2013 and 52-20 in 2014 on their way to the 2014 state championship. Last week, Lawrence beat Peck 60-12 at home. Deckerville beat up on Bay City All Saints 42-6. Those are technically all the numbers we can compare for this year's season so far. But looking at last year's numbers, Lawrence Skill scored 32.7 points. Last year, Deckerville tallying 42 a game, so plus 9.3 for the Eagles. Defensively, both held their own, specifically Deckerville. The Tigers of Southwestern Michigan allowed 17.8 a game last year, but the Eagles, including the state final, gave up on average just 9 points per game, 8.8 in favor of Deckerville on the defensive side of the ball. Las Vegas has set their line for the night, and they are confident in their line, unless it's wrong. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University Sports Wagering Department said after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location, the spread for today's game, Deckerville, 14.5 points. Today is the 243rd day of the year, meaning just 122 days until New Year's Eve. Dave Hansen, any plans?
I was just talking to Sam about that, so maybe something in the works.
When we return, we'll take a look at the trivia question of this week number two of high school football.
More Motor Sales in Carroll has been serving motorist needs in here in Sanilac and Tuscola counties for more than a half century. It started as Burton Moore Ford and became Moore Motor Sales in 1970. Since the beginning, customers have enjoyed fair and friendly treatment and service, which is why motorists from all over the Thumb keep driving to Carroll. The customer is still king at Moore Motor Sales, the no-gimmicks, full-disclosure Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer at the west side of Carroll on M81. Why not find out for yourself?
Hello and welcome from Deckerville, Michigan in week number two of high school football. on the WLEW Sports Network. We'd like to say hello and greetings to those listening to tonight's game worldwide via WLEWSports.com, especially those listening in from Lawrence, Michigan. Which, Dave, that brings me to this week's trivia question. You're going to be in for a good one here, Dave. This week is a big weekend for Lawrence, as it's the Lawrence Ox Roast in Homecoming.